Om Shanti and welcome. It's my great pleasure. My name is Champa from New York, and it's my pleasure to introduce Sister Manju. She's with the Brahma Kumaris for 44 years, and for last 38 years, she had dedicated her life. She is a trainer and a Raj Yoga teacher, lecturer. She was a spiritual counselor. She makes deep spiritual wisdom very easy and practical to understand. She has traveled extensively in India and abroad. She is presently based in Brahma Kumaris International Headquarters here for last 25 years. And she has given motivational speech in many topics like positive personality, sleep management, and many others. Thank you.
Om Shanti. We are all yogis. We came to Baba to become a yogi. Yogi is the one who enjoys life every moment. No matter what the situation, but still yogi creates a state of mind where a yogi can all the time feel good. Why do we have to do? Why do we have to meditate? Why do we have to follow the spiritual path? It's because I have to feel good all the time. Feelings are very important. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Don't fall asleep. Just check three things. What is my feeling? Or where my feeling since the morning till now? Just check the feeling. And if possible, write it down. What were the feelings from the morning till now? Let me finish. Close your eyes, please. First feel it, check, and then you can write. I'll give you 1 minute to write. Close your eyes, relax. Just bring your mind and intellect to the present, this moment in time. I am a soul. I am present in this moment in time. Detached from everything, I just check as a detached observer my feelings, my thinking. Third, my vision, memory and vision, memory based on vision, vision based on memory. What was the vision? What is that I was looking in my mind? What was that I was, or either I see consciously or just things come in front of my mind? Maybe people, maybe situations. What was that flashing on the screen of my mind in the form of memories? Three things. And why? Why was I feeling this? Why am I thinking of this? Why is that these things appear in front of my mind? Why? Write it down, please. Write your own reason. Take a fresh page and write it down. You don't have to show it to anybody. It is just your secret. But just write it down. Why? You have 60 seconds, 1 minute. And your time starts now. Just be a detached observer. You don't have to write a reason. This happened because this. Don't have to judge your feelings. Don't have to judge your whatever, your memories, the vision, the picture you're looking at, or it is coming. Just write it down. Whatever it is happening inside, just write it on the page. Whatever could be the reason. If you know the reason, well, good. If you do not know the reason, don't worry. Thirty seconds finish. Okay. You're done? Done? Fine. Fantastic. Now, the entire journey in the entire philosophy or entire journey in the spirituality is the game of the mind. We don't have to do much outside. It's nothing that I have to do outwardly. It's all about the mind. It's all about the feelings. And there are many thoughts, because feelings are followed by the thoughts. Thoughts could be conscious thought. Thought could be unknowing, unconscious thought. But we still have a thought. So meditation means connecting thought, connecting feelings. Why do I have to connect to the Almighty? Because I need to feel the strength. I want to feel happiness. I want to feel good all the time. Whatever we do in the life, eating, wearing, sleeping, talking, whatever, buying, selling, anything we do in the life, eventually to feel good. Why am I doing this particular way? Because I feel good doing that. So good feeling is what all the time we want. So but we can't hold the good feelings. We can't hold independently the good feelings all the time. Connecting with God, if my thoughts are connected there, then this helps me to make me feel good all the time. Situations may be the same, people are the same, but my feelings change because my thoughts are connected. That's all the philosophy. But the problem is, I'm not able to connect my mind all the time there. I get connected, get disconnected, I connect, I get disconnect, I get connect, I get disconnect. Sometimes very, very happy. Sometimes I have to struggle taking my mind up. And so we don't feel really inspired to meditate. we don't feel the joy to sit for a long time to meditate unless, you know, the joy, I experience the joy inside. I can't sit otherwise. And I don't experience, the feeling of joy, feeling of attainment, feeling of abundance of love is not experienced. So then I feel, no, I change my feeling because my thought changes. Instead of sitting in meditation when I'm not able to connect, let me go out and do this, do this, do this. So we get involved in other material things. I want to talk to people, I better go and do service, I give knowledge to somebody, I call someone, I cook, I clean, I better do something else because I'm not able to focus my mind. Yeah? Take a deep breath. Deep breath. I will tell you a story. Who likes story? I'll tell you a story. Who is sitting in front of you? Who is sitting in front of you? Who are you looking at? Manju. Yeah? Sure? Sure? Who's looking at Manju? Very good. Who is opening eyes, not closing? Very good. Fantastic. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. There was this princess in a very flourished, beautiful kingdom. And princess was the most prettiest princess in the entire kingdom and kingdom surrounded. She was the only prince who was very pretty. Yeah, curly hair and the skin and the high, oh my God, unbelievable. Yeah. And she had a beautiful horse, white horse. And the white horse was magical horse. And whenever this princess used to hop on the horse used to open its wings and fly also. Beautiful horse, beautiful princess, beautiful horse. Once she decided to go on a hunting. And so she went into the jungle. So she hopped on to her horse. Horse just opened its wings and she flew sometimes. Sometimes horse took her on the road. As she went inside the forest and started looking at the beautiful forest here and there, looking for the animals, she lost. She lost her way. And she came to a place where there was a beautiful mountain. By then it was evening. Yeah. There was a beautiful mountain, golden mountain. She stood under a tree with, you know, wonder stuck, looking at that mountain. Oh my God, she never saw such a beautiful mountain. Her mouth wide open, looking at the mountain. And because she was standing under the tree, there was a hive there, and then the honey drops were falling in her mouth. She was tasting that, you know, sweetness of the honey, and she was looking at the golden mountain. Okay? Yeah? What did you see? What did you see? What did you see? Beautiful princess ever you can imagine. Who saw the princess? Very good. Who saw the horse? White horse? Who saw the horse? Very good. Who saw the horse flying? Opening the wings and flying? Fantastic. Who saw the beautiful forest with many birds and animals and greenery and beautiful, beautiful forest? Who saw the golden mountain? Who tasted the honey? This is meditation. Is there a princess? Your eyes were looking at Manju. Yeah? But what was your mind looking at? I was not even seen. Yeah? You were looking at a beautiful princess. You were looking at a horse. You were looking at the wings of the horse. You were looking at so many other things which doesn't exist. It was just a story. So as a thoughts are given, it's a nature of the mind to transport, to travel. And as I speak, as the thoughts were given, it is also the speciality of the mind to picturize the thoughts. This is so wonderful, wonderful, the most powerful mind we have. And also, although this human being is sitting in front of you, but your mind was looking at something else, far away. You were in a different kingdom. This is meditation. And so Baba says, yoga is yad ki yatra. Yatra means it's a journey. Meditation involves traveling, journey, which is so natural. I don't have to force my mind to leave this world, go somewhere. It is very obvious, automatic. As I start thinking, my mind looks at it, it picturizes, and it holds to that vision, that picture. As long as I hold that picture, I create feelings in relevance with the picture. The picture gone, memory gone, feeling gone. This is yoga. Yeah? And so meditation is a yoga of journey. It's a remembrance. It's a remembrance. As I remember, I travel as well. My mind makes a journey. It travels. Another little exercise. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Deep breath, please. Close your eyes. Remember someone, any human being, who you love very much. The person is here, alive, not alive, somewhere else. A very, very who you met in your life. The time you spent with that person. How the person looks. How that person used to make you laugh. The way the person walked, talked. All that, the nicest thing about that person. Deep breath. Open your eyes, please. Okay. Now what did you see? What did you see? What did you see? You saw the person. Okay. Question. Did that person came here or you went there? The person came here to Gansarovar Harmony Hall front of you, or you, your mind went where the person was, is, whoever, whatever. Who went outside Gansarovar Harmony Hall? Hands up. And who think that the person came here? Hands up. The person came here? The person came here? Or you went there? Check again. Do the same exercise again, please. Close your eyes and remember that person. See where your mind is going. Going or staying here? that beautiful person who always loved me, always cared for me, always very nice to me, was or is, whatever. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. All right. Now, did the person come here? You went there. How many of you went where the person is or was? Okay, how many stayed here and the person came here? Oh, the person came here? The person came here? I am here, but my mind go there? Yeah? This is very natural. I didn't ask you to go, did I? I did not ask you to go where the person was. I asked you to remember that person, that's it. But it's so natural that mind goes. So in the place of that person, now you remember Shiv Baba. Close your eyes again. Remember Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba, a point of light, almighty, ocean of love. Such a wonderful, wonderful light. The most beautiful one. Who is my father, my mother, my beloved, my best friend. A point of beautiful light, very gentle, but very powerful. Deep breath. Open your eyes. Where did your mind go? Where did your mind go? Did I ask you to go? Did I ask you to go beyond sun, beyond moon, beyond stars, beyond? It goes automatically. Mind travels where I create a memory. My mind goes there where I create a memory. And I start feeling that relevance, you know, whatever the feelings I had with that person, good or bad. This is meditation. Feeling. Feeling means experience. Meditation is not thinking, please. That's a baby class. Beyond thoughts, just stay in that feeling. When I start feel the thoughts minimizes, merges. Now I am lost in the feelings. Now if I want to, if I have to, if I had to repeat the princess story, if I take you more into the, the detailing, then you will lost. You get lost. Ah, the pretty thing, this and this. If I start describing each and everything of the kingdom, of the princess, of the forest, of whatever, I get lost into the feeling. And because my mind very quickly picturizes, like there is like a movie that runs in front of my mind, and I'm enjoying that movie. I enjoy as long as I hold to that picture. Once picture gone, feeling gone. And so meditation is also known as visualization. I create that vision in my mind and intellect. and intellect decides to hold that picture, that vision, as long as possible. As long as I hold on to that vision, I experience. I lose the vision, I lose the feeling. Now, I was talking to you about that beautiful princess. If I wouldn't. About a demon. Very ferocious demon. Then your mind will picturize a demon. Based on what I speak, there is no fairy or there is no princess existing, there is no demon existing. But since I'm speaking, you're hearing the information, your mind thinks, picturizes, and begins to feel the terror of the demon. It's a feeling. Feeling based on false thinking, feeling based on righteous, real thinking. There are many feelings and there are many beliefs that we have created based on false thoughts, false information. And so mind is in a sort of a bondage, is bound by these false informations and false beliefs. So it's stuck there. Because I don't know the reality, I don't know the truth, I don't know the actual things, and until Baba told all the real things. Now as I start feeling and experiencing, as I start feel the real reality, what God's telling us, the false feelings, the false beliefs will shatter, will go away automatically. I don't have to make efforts to cut away, to delete the unwanted, the false images, false beliefs. It automatically happens when I start feeling the true, real, based on what God speaks. Yeah? Creating, like many of us don't remember when we were kids. How many of you remember like when you were a 6 months old baby? I don't remember. I'm 62 years old. I don't remember when I was 6 months old. How many of you remember when you're 6 months old? How many of you remember when you're 1 year old child? Anybody? How many of you remember when you're 5 years old child? Oh, you do. Because I don't remember when I was 1 year old child, it doesn't mean it never existed. It's just that I've forgotten. It was me. I was a little baby. Even I was 1 month, I was 1 day baby. I have those memories. But other memories have overlapped and this has hidden. So why Baba says yoga is remembrance? Because I just have to remember what is real. I also have the sanskara, I also have the memory when I was in the mother's womb. I also have the memory when I left my body from the previous body, when I left my previous body. I have all the memories. I also have the memory of when I was in golden age. I also have the memory when I was there with Shiv Baba in Paramdham. I have all the memories, but every human soul is gifted with two natural innate powers. Inborn two powers, which are very, very, very essential to lead a very happy life. Every human being, whether he is in knowledge or not in knowledge, every human being is gifted with two powers, inborn powers. One is power to remember, another power to forget. It is very important to forget as much as to remember. If I don't forget the past, I can't lead a happy present life. Just imagine if you were to remember your previous life, your previous family, your previous husband, in the previous life, your previous children, your previous wife, whatever previous, you were the big landlord and all the everything you remember. What will happen? That it will be such a chaos, no? You can't live that, you can't hold on to this, you're in a dilemma, what to do? So it is very important that I forget. But the memory stays. Memory stays. And now and then it also appears in our dreams, like vague dreams, which I've never seen. It appears in the dreams. So why Baba says, don't even use the word yoga, don't even use the word meditation. It's just to remember. I remember what I've forgotten. It is only and only a mother, not even, I don't think even a father, but mother, tells about the child from the day one. Only mother can do. Nobody else. The Shiv Baba is a mother and father. He can only tell us the story from the day I began my journey. And so whatever he says is absolutely the truth. I just need to, even when I sit down here every time to listen to Murli, just let every word Baba speaks create a vision in my mind. As I hold on to the vision, I'll experience it as the Murli goes. I'll never forget it. I will never forget. So the entire philosophy of meditation is to experience and feel. I will only get that power, energy, the power, the strength when I experience. I just think I may not get that power. Power lies in experiencing. Power lies in feeling. That strong feeling, that connection I feel. There lies the power. Well, just thinking I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm Shiv Baba's child, Shiv Baba is point of light. I'm thinking, and this is also one of the thoughts among other thoughts. And in between I say, oh, I should have applied for 6 months, no, 1 year visa, so that I can come also next year. So then I go, my mind go there. Oh, I think I opened my tap. I should have closed my tap. Okay, anyway, let me go and do it. So my mind go here and there, in between. I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm Shiv Baba's child, I'm in Paramdham and all that. These thoughts also will come. I remember my child, I remember my, you know, I had a bad time 5 years ago, that will pop up. And then I say, oh, it's okay, drama, karma. Then again, something else. This goes on and the mind gets tired. And, you know, sometimes I doze off and I sometimes see here and there who is sitting next to me. This takes away a little time. And what is the experience? What is the outcome of my meditation for half an hour? And so I get tired. Then I am not really inclined to sit for long to meditate because I am not enjoying. Enjoyment is a feeling, isn't it? It's an attainment. So when the mind is not getting anything, why would mind stay there? Mind will go here and there. And why mind has no interest to get into that experience? Because I am a soul, the master. I haven't directed my mind. I haven't given a direction to my mind. You, mind, you only go this way. Don't tell the mind, don't please direct the mind negative. Always, this is the law, this is the law, this is the law. Always direct your mind only positive. So it will start going positive way. If you tell your mind, don't do this, then mind will only do what you don't want to do. If I tell you, don't remember monkey when you go to bed. Don't remember monkey when you go to bed. So what will you do? I said not to remember. So why you remember? So this is not the right way. Instead, I should tell you, remember Shiv Baba when you go to bed. This is the right way. Message is the same, maybe, probably. But the way, the method I directed was wrong. So I need to give a aim, a purpose every time I sit in meditation. It can be traffic control, it can be yoga bhati, it can whatever. I should tell the mind what to do. Mind is like a little child. If I don't direct the mind again and again what to do, the mind is lost. Mind, because it doesn't have a purpose, then it starts going there, going there, going there, wandering everywhere. Because the master hasn't given a direction, the direction that is right, that is positive, that is simple. And so mind wanders. And now we get all the time the complaint, my mind wanders when I sit in meditation. Why would it not? Because the master has not directed. This is what Baba, Brahma Baba many times gives in his experience, how Baba used to hold a cord of his mind, of his emotions, of his feelings, of his intellect, of his sanskara, of his sense organs, and tell them, direct them, why did you do this? You shouldn't be doing this. You should do this. Yeah? Okay? Okay? So I am a master. I am the director of my own mind, intellect, and my feelings. My mind, my intellect means my thinking, my choice making, my decision making, and my feelings. I am the master. I have to create a feeling, I have to create a thought, I have to decide to hold on to that thought, creating that picture. As long as I, director, ask his assistants to do the job, assistants will do the job. Director doesn't give any task to the, you know, his people, then the people enjoy. They chill out, do whatever, they fall back to the groove, the actions or the thoughts that we have been thinking many times in the past. So it goes back to the previous habit, so-called as habit. Any thought, any feeling, any action. Please remember, any thought, any feeling, any action. I repeatedly do several times. It forms a habit. Because I'm telling my mind to think that, or so mind maybe thinks whatever it looks at, whatever it sees, whatever somebody tells, because I, the director, I'm not directing my mind. So then it will take its own information. It goes on an auto mode. Yeah, mind goes on auto mode and start taking information wherever it gets, negative, positive, good, bad, all information is there. And depending upon the information I'm taking, then mind start thinking, then it start picturizing, it start feeling, and this feeling, this picture, all unnecessary. And this is a big distraction in my meditation to focus my mind. I can't focus my mind. This is what Baba says is the biggest challenge, the waste on the path of remembering Baba. And so, why is it necessary for me to read Murali, listen to Murali every day? Because this is such a positive word, is just a very common thing, but this is the most elevated things that I feed the mind to work on it the whole day, for the rest of the day. I have to direct my mind to work on it for the rest of the day, one thing at a time maybe, but it will work. So the mind start doing it again and again and again and again. Then once it gets into the habit, I don't have to direct anymore. Then it falls into the habit, it automatically does it. So then I start enjoying it. I enjoy Murali, I enjoy meditation, I enjoy because my mind is into it. I'm seeing that picture, my mind can hold on to those pictures for a longer time, of Shiv Baba, of Brahma Baba, of Paramdham, of Golden Age, whatever I'm thinking, I've asked my mind to think, to feel, then I start feeling, creating that feelings, and I'm enjoying those feelings. As long as I hold on to those feelings, I'm enjoying the strength, my mind becomes stronger and stronger. My faith in Baba, my faith in what Baba says becomes stronger and stronger because I'm feeling it every time. Then my mind can never be distracted because my mind is now can never be attracted towards unnecessary. Mind is attracted, it definitely gets distracted. So the first and foremost element is mind is attracted towards many unnecessary things, and that's a big distraction. In fact, the cause for the body consciousness is attraction. So I should keep my mind free from attraction. And the basis for all these things is, Baba says, is soul consciousness. Now what is soul consciousness? Close your eyes, please. Take a deep breath. Don't fall asleep, please. I see some have already fallen asleep. Maybe they are looking at princess, or they are looking at, I don't know what they are looking at, but I see some people have already fallen asleep. Take a deep breath. Okay, now I don't want you to close your eyes. You can keep your eyes open. And write two sentences, two lines, or sentences or lines. What is soul consciousness for you? Write on the paper, what is soul consciousness? How do you define what is for you? What is soul consciousness for you? How do you define soul consciousness? What have I understood? What is soul consciousness? What is soul consciousness for me? Write it down in two lines. Maybe you can describe it in two different ways, but write two things. What is soul consciousness for you? All right? I give you 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I'll watch. Just share with your neighbor whatever you have written, you share with your neighbor. Whatever you have written, share with your neighbor. You find your own partner. You share 1 minute for you to share, 1 minute for your friend to share. You can go and sit next to the other person. You're done? You need more time? How many of you need more time? You're done? How many of you are done? Very good. Very, very good. Very quick. That's great. Can any one brother or one sister, can you just share what you think soul consciousness is? One sister and one brother. Anybody, anybody. Just get up and just say what you think soul consciousness is. Anyone? Yes, please. Soul consciousness is? Okay. This is knowledge. Yeah. This is what Baba said. Yes. That's it. Okay. So considering myself as a soul, not the body. Fine. Okay. Thank you. I'm energy. Beautiful. Beautiful. Big hand for brother. One sister. Any one sister. I wish I asked each one of you, but no time. So one sister, anybody? Anyone, anyone? Koi bhi, yes please? Yeah? Seeing myself as an eternal being with virtues. Is that what she said? I see myself as an eternal virtues and power. Okay. 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 So, what happens if I do that? Is this soul consciousness? Okay, one last question. Is soul consciousness is thinking or feeling? Is soul consciousness thinking or feeling? Okay. Is soul consciousness visualizing and feeling, or visualizing and thinking, or just thinking and visualizing? What is it? Now, why do I have to visualize? Why do I have to think? To? Exactly, isn't it? To feel, to see myself, to feel I'm a soul. I think I'm a soul, but to see myself as a soul, feel me as a soul, is a big, big lifelong practice. For the past 63 births, I've been practicing as a body. Even in golden and silver ages, soul is in the body. So, although I'm not conscious of that physical appearance, but soul was in the body. Now, before going to golden age, I'll have to go home. So I can only go home. Who's going home? Who is going home? Soul. So I am the soul going home, not the body. Or soul with the body doesn't go home. Soul with the body is in golden age. But going back home is only the soul. So this is the practice. So practicing soul consciousness, well, this in itself is a the subject, what is soul consciousness? So I'll just tell you in one line. Actually, it's a session, but I'll try to summarize in one line. How do I know? We are sitting here in Harmony Hall, yeah? Now, how do I know that there is fire burning there? Somebody lit a fire. There is fire. There is fire out there. I cannot see the fire, but I know there is a fire. How do we know that there is a fire? You get the smell. And so what is fire? What is fire? Fire is, I'm sitting here in Harmony Hall, there's hot sun, it's mid-noon, midday, it's like 12:30, 1. I'm sitting here, it's very hot sun, like 40 temperature out there. I'm sitting here, how do I know that it's very hot out there? I'm not seeing the sun, I don't know the temperature, but how do I know? I don't see, but how do I know? Heat. So what is heat? Is a feeling. So actually it is not the sun, it is not the fire, it's not the water, but the properties of each one of them is what it defines. Fire means, fire is not fire in itself, but fire means heat. Fire has a property to destroy anything you put in that. It changes, it destroys. So this is the property. So every time I remember the fire, it is the property I remember. Every time I remember the sun, it is the property I remember. Every time I remember the water, the property I remember. So every time I remember the soul, every time I remember the soul, it is the properties I feel. The peace, the love, the purity, the happiness, that strength, because that's what I am. A point of light is soul, it's just not that. The properties of the soul. Yeah? So as long as I'm feeling them, I'm soul conscious. Once I lose the feeling, I'm body conscious. Even though I think I'm a soul, I'm a soul, I'm a soul, I'm still body conscious. Because as I remember I'm a soul, I'm a soul, I still remember I might see my son, my daughter, my child, my husband, my this, and I'm hungry, I can see a burger, I can see anything. I still can think I'm a soul, I'm a soul, I'm a soul. So this is not soul consciousness. Just remembering I'm a soul is not soul consciousness. Om Shanti. 7. I know it's such an abruptly stop, but Om Shanti. So we are going to have meditation from 7 to 7:30, half an hour. So put your things aside. Don't hold anything in your hand, please. Don't carry anything in your hand. Put everything aside. Keep yourself very free. Relax your body. Let go all that happened, all that will happen. Everything let go, let go. Open your hands, open your hands. Let go, let go. So my mind is free. And come back to yourself as a in the center of the forehead. In my mind I see a point of light. I see. My intellect decides to hold on to it. A very gentle twinkling star. As I see, I feel its qualities of love, of peace, unconditionally. I remember my father just like me. was full of divine qualities, and he gives them to me in abundance. I, being his child, I have all his qualities in me, in my genes. I am his true child. This is my true identity. Eternally, all time identity. As I feel them, my mind is at ease. I begin to feel my own strength. As my strength, stronger, as my feeling, my identity becomes stronger, my mind is drawn towards my Father. Because we have this eternal bond, my mind automatically flies beyond. Where I experience, I feel like I'm surrounded by the ocean of peace. I'm sitting right in front of my Father, who is my beloved, my true friend. My everything. As long as I hold on to this feeling, to this vision, my mind is detached from mundane. Because I'm detached from the mundane, I, the soul, feel very light. Flying. in my true state of being. In the presence of my Father. The rays of love so true, so unlimited, unconditional, the purest form of love. As I feel this, I feel very satisfied, contented, my mind and intellect is stabilized.